The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Hello, it's only OVNR podcast, your favourite podcast out of the podcast you're listening to right now, unless you've got another podcast played. Like, you might be really into Serial, but want to catch up on the pop hits.
One in each year.
Yeah. And you're like, well, I want to know. Anyway, hello, I'm Lee Kyle, stand-up comedian. God figure, Godhead.
Godhead?
Yeah.
Like a bust.
Yeah, like a bust. I'm a bust. And you are?
Kia Kyle, God body. I've got the body of a god, I'd say.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about popular music, right? What we specialise in this little podcast is songs that peaked at number two in the charts. Ooh, tantalising. And then we decide whether they're better than the song that got number one. It's simply that simple.
Simply Red? That's a band?
That is a band.
That's all I've got.
Right.
Simple Minds.
You've not Simple Plan.
Simple Plan, yeah.
Was the one called? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you've not come. You've started this badly. I've come in. My voice is feeling all sultry, and
mine's feeling horrible.
But you're not being slick after the break over Christmas because it's my first one of the year.
I'm out of practice. My voice isn't great. I'm struggling to talk. You know, really, I'm powering through for the good of the listener. But you know, that's fine.
Who are you to me? Because this might be people's first episode. They might just think we're friends.
Son, but not through spunk. Yeah, through love. Love of
not,
parents.
Not a spunk son. A opportunity to bang a lass, son. You know what I mean? I went, oh, I'd do her. Like, she's got a son. Well, whatever.
Might as well.
And I have, reader, I have banged her. That's his mother. Anyway, we're joined by a guest today.
Oh, shit.
We've never had a guest, but he was here anyway.
You know what I mean? He's happened to be in the room.
And he went, because we're in our new office. By the way, we'll get into that. Our new office funded by our Patreons at patreon.com/feltnout. For as little as £5 a month, you get loads of free podcasts. Not just this one. Don't be stupid. Loads of podcasts early. And you get, over the last month, we've had two full-length stand-up specials go on there. You know what I mean? There's loads of stuff. You can support Comedy in the Northeast. We're a community-nearest company run by all of the comedians in the Northeast for the benefit of both the community and us. By the way, you can just go on there for £3 as well, but you just don't get much. But, you know, if you just want to give us some money, that is still good.
Just, you know, good of your heart sort of thing as opposed to any actual benefit.
Yeah, and also you can go on for a tenner and you get free tickets for gigs.
I'd go on an A-date with them if
£3
ones.
What is an A-date?
It's like an online date.
Okay, yeah, we'll go on an E-date.
I'll go on an E-date with you for £3.
For £3 that you don't even get. So we've moved offices, Kia. We used to be in the Cumberland in Newcastle. We're now here in
It's warmer, isn't it?
It's nice and warm. There's a vending machine, you know what I mean?
A coffee machine, that doesn't work.
Yeah, but it'll probably get fixed in the future.
Water machine without water, but there's a tap.
Watch this segue. Who's my guest, though? Well, you know what spoke about there being two stand-up specials went out last month? Exclusively on our Patreon, but he'll probably release it himself as well later, but he hasn't, you know, basically he's one of the members of Feltnout, so he got that with his membership, he got it all filmed and that for now, so that's not bad, is it? And it's about how he's an old drunken pisshead from this parish in that he's got an office next door where he does voiceover work, don't you?
I do, mate.
It's Gadget Show alumni, and I don't think of you as a fan of pop music, Kyle, I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I think of you as, you like a bit of Sinatra, don't you?
I do like a bit of Sinatra, I like a bit of Elvis Presley.
Yeah. I think it's weird that you don't like Sinatra, I've always found
How
that strange.
How can you not like Sinatra?
Okay, that's interesting. I don't think I have strong feelings particularly, but what do you think I would like about Sinatra?
I just think it's nice, it's pleasant, isn't it?
It's cool.
I think it's hard to dislike.
I don't like my music pleasant though. I drift away from it, don't I? I like things that make
easy
mad
listening.
Sounds in that.
You don't like easy listening.
No, I don't find it. So I was listening to, I was stressed last night because the thing about being on the board of a comedy collective is you have a lot of problems to deal with from new acts. I'll be honest. That's just, so I was a bit stressed. I was wanting to, so my wife, your mother, who I banged, wanted to put on some relaxing music and she put on some of the theme tune to The Wicker Man. And I can see why you think that's relaxing because it's folky and, but that doesn't make me relaxed. Relaxing music doesn't make me relax. I think it's an ADHD thing. Where it's what relaxes me is music that makes mental noises out of nowhere. Otherwise, I just don't focus on it. So I can listen to like really odd free jazz, and that relaxes me because it'll be like burp, 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 and I'm like, ooh, stuff's happening.
That does my head in.
Yeah, I can see where. So maybe that's why, like, swing and Sinatra and all that. It's never. I don't hate Sinatra, but it's never done out for us.
Do you know? I was listening to some easy listening, a little bit of Frank. Do you know Southerners love Frank?
They do.
I imagine that.
Whereas the Northerners very much swing on the side of Elvis. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But not cool Elvis.
No.
Fat Elvis. And country music.
Fat operatic Elvis. Like, Southerners proper love Frank, and they refer to him as Frank, despite no one really knowing who that is.
Yeah, whereas he's a Cockney, isn't he, Frank Sinatra?
Go on, lad, put some Frank
bit
on.
Bit of class.
Put some Frank on. You go,
bit
Frank
of class.
Who? Frank who? What are you talking about?
Butcher.
Frank Butcher. Frank Lampard. What are you talking about? Whereas if you say put some Elvis on, everyone knows you're talking about Elvis, so I think it's just a bit Southern.
Do you think Elvis Costello was a bit naive calling himself Elvis Costello? Because people always go, put Elvis on. No one's going, which one of them?
Yeah, no.
No. Exactly. Do you know, it's weird you say this, because when I was growing up in Shrewsbury as an active drunk as well, there was a guy that used to come around, like walk around Shrewsbury, dressed as a cowboy and put on like this pseudo-American accent that would float in and out from time to time, depending on whether he was on the phone to his wife or not.
Brilliant.
Because he wasn't having it.
No, she wasn't having it. And there was this time when me and my friend Mike Broxton were in a pub called the Hop and Fryer, where when you'd had a few beers, you'd walk to the Hop and Fryer that was nicknamed the Hop, and we'd all sing.
I think I've been in there.
Let's go to the Hop.
Oh,
let's go to the Hop. You go in there, and they had a jukebox in there, but it was a real pain in the backside to work out. And this guy, this American, pseudo-American guy, but definitely from Shrewsbury, wearing like a gallon cowboy hat and stuff like that, walked in and said, came up to me and Mike, he was like, hey, can you work this damn thing? And we were like, what? Is that on the jukebox? And like, yeah, went over. And he goes, I want Elvis. And I went, Elvis. And he went, not Costello! Like, furious. We were like, we knew you didn't want Costello. If someone said put Elvis on and you put Elvis Presley on, and they're furious, they're in the wrong.
What I don't like now, that there's a generation of people born who, if they hear the name Kylie, they don't think of Minogue. That's not on, is it?
Jenna.
Yeah,
fair enough.
She tried to trademark the name Kylie. And even in America, the judges went, no,
what the fuck are you doing?
You're not Kylie.
Nah.
But she is. That's the thing. In America, she's Kylie.
Nah.
I don't believe that. I don't think people think of her as Kylie. I think maybe like, you know, some. But surely even if you just said Kylie, you'd think.
But she's Kylie's only really had a couple of hits in America.
But does Kylie Jenner ever go by just Kylie? Because every time you say I mention it's always Kylie Jenner.
I over here, because we won't know what they're on about. We'll go, what's Kylie been doing?
Oh, you see articles, don't you? You see American articles.
None of them had even been in an Australian sitcom. How dare they?
It was a soap.
Soap, I did mean soap.
Although there was wit in it, you know what I mean?
It was clever writing.
Yeah, anyone would say that. So guys, this is just the intro as well. Let's stay tuned for more fun. We're going back to not long before your birth, Kia. Really not long at all. To the point where one of the songs in the top 10 was playing as you were born, which we'll get to later.
Oh.
We're going all the way back to the 16th of May, 1999, where we're going to decide.
I would have been growing.
Yeah,
To pop.
In your mum's fanny that I've spunked in. We're going all the way back to the 16th of May, 1999, where we're looking at surely a surefire hit, Jerry Halliwell's ostentatious first single after leaving the Spice Girls, Look At Me. But wait, it was only kept off the top by Boyzone's magnum opus, You Needed Me. Let's have a little listen by all means. So at the time, Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
It wasn't just big in terms of pop music. It was big news. You know, it was on the news, right? And this was her first single. Now, a lot of people said...
I had to think how powerful the Spice Girls were.
It's fucking daft.
There's nothing dominates the culture like that anymore. It's never.
I didn't realise what it was like until I started looking back for shit for this podcast. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, you couldn't escape them.
It's all people ever talked about. It was the main thing that was... People talk about Oasis, no one was giving a fuck. It was all about Sporty and the lasses, right? And Jerry's left, and people have went, oh, Jerry's left. And it turns out she was unhappy, you're allowed to leave, right?
Yeah.
But Jerry was... probably the most famous one out of them because she was the loudest, but she was also kind of probably the weakest singer. So what's she going to come out with?
I don't know. Posh was pretty bad.
I think Jerry's plus over here was that her voice is distinctive.
Mm.
But I think Victoria gets a lot of shit because she didn't sing on the first single. So people assumed it was because she couldn't. And she couldn't well, but she was no worse than some of the others.
Yeah,
it turns out she had a cold, and that's why she's not on one of them.
Oh, right, okay. That's interesting.
But actually, if you listen to her, you go, her voice is weak, and it's not distinctive, but Jerry just simply can't sing. She was just had massive knockouts at the time. You know?
And that's the glue. That's the Spice Girls glue.
She was loud, and she pushed her tits up, and that was a lot of Ginger Spice, that. It was a lot of it.
Yeah.
So she's left, and a lot of people think it was her. She was leaving first to do what Robbie Williams did, because they're very similar characters, and they dated for a while. You know, they're both very loud and boisterous. And
big tits.
Robbie was a huge star at the time, right? He was huge. So I think she's trying to get a... That's why she's put off a sort of really odd song. It turns out that was her choice to go, I want something people are going to love or hate. And she did it with this song, right? So you would think, this is her pitch to be the biggest star in Britain, right? Just like, here we go, I'm out with that. Here we go, I'm doing her. And it didn't get a number two. It didn't get a number one, sorry.
Yeah.
That it was held off by only 700 sales. Hey, nowadays, lads, that's enough to get a number one, you know what I mean? But back then, 700 sales. I think a lot of people had to go at Halliwell singing, right? A lot of people did. But Stephen Gately, I think this is...
Actually, do you know what? Yes, they did, because the Sun ran with the story Howliwell. I remember this,
that's
actually.
Clever, you know.
Because, you know, the Sun are really quick-witted. That's what they went with. Howliwell. Yeah. Do you know, that is... I forgot that was in my mind, but they went with Howliwell because of how bad it was. But it wasn't bad. It got a number two.
But I also think it's not bad. I think it's stupid. She said it was sort of a mixture between Shirley Bassey and Johnny Rotten, which I think is overselling herself, I'll be honest.
Brilliant.
But musically, it is odd, and I quite like that, because she could have... And she had a... I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's very over the top. It has, like, a death scene for Ginger Spice, and people carrying a coffin with ginger spelled out in flowers. If, like, I'm Jerry Halliwell now, bitches.
Yeah, you should never burn the bridge of a monster like the Spice
Girls.
Yeah,
and what do you know? And she also stole their production team. The people who produced a lot of their songs produced this, and the Spice Girls offered them... They said, no, 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 you're not doing that. Either you stay with us or you go with her, thinking they'd go, well... But they went, well, I'm going to go with her, because she didn't ask us to choose.
Yeah.
They said, I've made loads of money, it might be a laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that,
but how are lads?
But, come on, it's the Spice Girls, isn't it?
I mean, she did go back, obviously.
Of course she did.
Back in 2006, when, you know, that,
yeah.
that return
they
hit.
They did their return. And
headlines, brackets, friendship never ends.
And then it fell apart again until they reunited at the 2012 London.
There is
League
a bit of ego there in the girls.
Yeah.
No, there's a bit of ego. I would say, if I had to rank them, how would you rank them in terms of who you reckon would be the nicest?
I reckon Posh would be the nicest.
I think she'd be a laugh. I think Baby would be the nicest. Emma, I think she's a sweetheart. But I think Posh would be in the top three. And
I think Scary would be fun to get on with.
Nah.
I think she'd be a nightmare.
Do you know? I think she'd be quite fun.
Put a drink in her, she's a problem.
That's why I think it'd be fun.
I think she'd be fun. I think a lot of the problems in the group were probably her and Jerry bickering.
Right, okay, so are we saying Baby's number one?
I would go Baby. And then it's a toss-up between Posh and Sporty, really.
It's Posh for me.
That's only because you don't like Scouse accents. It is, isn't it?
No, it's not. I think Posh is quite... I like the fact that... Have you watched the David Beckham documentary on Netflix?
I've seen bits of it.
I like the fact that Posh has been married to arguably the most famous footballer from the UK for a long, long time. And still doesn't give a fuck about football.
Yeah, I think
that is good.
She doesn't know what's happening in it.
People often say that about Claire. Like, a lot of my friends in comedy are like, well, how come we never really meet her? Because she's not fucking interested.
She doesn't care.
She want to cut a comedy gigs for you, loser? So what are you dragging all your partners for? I tell you why. It's because they think you're cheating on them. And you are. On the whole, you are doing that.
And you're cheating that crowd. Let's face facts.
But I think for all the slacking off her And she was very over the top, Jerry Halliwell. At the time, I could say she was rubbing people up the wrong way. People had sort of had enough, I think, of her specifically.
Yeah.
But I think her performance in this song is better than Boyzone's performance. Like, because Stephen Gately sings a lot of the lyrics. And he's, God bless him, rest in peace and that. But his voice is fucking nasal.
I'm not having that.
Well, I know you are a homosexual, but it's not about that.
One of the first impressions I did on stage was Boyzone.
Do it.
And it was No Matter What.
Which isn't this song, but you know, what's the difference?
But you know, it's the same, innit? All the Boyzone songs are the same, apart from I had a picture of you in my... Which is a belter. Yeah, which, to be fair, this
anyone would say
this
that.
This podcast would be dead and buried if that was the option. But yeah, but Stephen Gately, he is nasally, but no... I'm fighting for the homosexuals here.
It's nothing to do with, I mean, in fairness, I would argue,
to be
even
fair,
though
Jerry's probably more popular.
Yeah. I would argue, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, you've got to remember, like, this is a very gay song, Look At Me, isn't it? Because it's a song about, whoa, I must have, but also, like, with bits of self-doubt in as well. Kind of going, oh, God, she's got a bit like, oh, my little white lies tell a story.
I bet there's been quite a few drag performances to this song. Like.
It's the most drag song, isn't it? And then, don't forget, not long after this, couple of albums out of this, I think she had a number one with It's Raining Men. Like, that's gayer than Boyzone, isn't it?
It's
that must
men
be the gayest song in the world.
YMCA.
Ah, that is. Well, then again, gay. It's more like the music video and stuff's pretty gay, isn't it? Like, the song itself.
In the Navy is far gayer than YMCA.
No, that's true.
But it's nowhere near as popular.
I think a lot of people think that Jerry Halliwell sort of killed her career as an artist, bringing out It's Raining Men, because they were saying once you really go that, because Kylie Minogue had a similar song on her like 2000 album, which a lot of her fans like, well, bring that out.
I'm glad you said Kylie Minogue, so we knew which one it would be.
She had a sort of similar, very, very gay disco song that she didn't bring out, and I think it was, people are saying it's like a purposeful choice, because once you put yourself into that camp bracket, it's really hard to get out. So once you bring out a cover of It's Raining Men, you're probably not going to have many more hits after that. That's your thing to go, okay, this is what I do now.
I don't know, it's worked for Dolly Parton, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
She's churning out. She's a gay icon.
She is, but hers isn't really that due to her songs, is it? It's due to her look. Like,
which is mad, isn't it? She's got massive tits.
Yeah.
Why are the gays interested?
Gays, this is what we've learned.
That's why they went wrestling in Jerry Halliwell, massive tits.
This is what we've learned. Gay men love massive tits. Do they think that arse us? Daddy, like, why's Dolly Parton put a big arse on her?
She's got a massive arse.
Like we like.
Because we like arses. Yeah, why do they like massive tits?
Do you like massive tits?
Not really, but I can appreciate a pair of tits. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm no monster. Yes, I'm a sinner, but I'm not a monster. You know. But I can look at a pair of tits and go, "Oh, they're a cracking pair of tits." Good for you, pet. Do you know what I mean? But. No. I don't think I'd go, whoa, look at them tits. I've never done that.
Son, any views on tits?
Oh, I fucking love them. But you know what? I like perky ones. I like small and perky.
Like your ma's. How are, man?
No, like a bit bigger than that.
She's
so
very,
I'm not
pert,
fucking...
very pert. They're bigger than you think with that top off as well. It's a nice
illusion.
See,
I wouldn't know that. That's the problem.
Anyway.
It's not a problem. It's a... quite happy about it. But
let's talk about what were your views on You Needed Me and or Look At Me.
I forgot which one that fucking was.
Look At Me is Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, right, no, Look At You. Fucking great. Because sounded like a sort of spooky game level at the start, and I liked that. It was like I was playing Mario going through a haunted castle or something. It was nice.
There is a bit at the start of You Needed Me where they're trying to sound modern. You can tell they're trying to...
I'll be honest, the Boyzone one, I forgot everything about that song immediately after I listened to it. It was dull as fuck.
So it looks like it's obvious where you're going.
Not fair, really.
I know why you're saying it's not fair, though, and I don't share those personal views.
Well, yeah, I know. I think the truth of the matter is, actually, do you know what?
There's two singers in it as well. Ronan Keating's also singing with his powerful but horrible voice.
Yeah, that is true. That's what I found when I was doing the impression is when you have Stephen Gately where he's going, no matter what they tell us, and everyone else behind's going, that's all they do for ages. And then Ronan comes in where it's like really nice and quiet, and then Ronan just overpowers everyone by going, no matter what, and you're like, where's this come from, Ronan? That's massively inappropriate. So I think, I know we're going at the song. Artist-wise, I would go Boyzone. However, song-wise, I think I'd go Jerry.
Well, we're not going to decide on this yet, you see. We're going to have a little bit more context.
That's the way I'm swaying at the moment.
So, of course... sadly, he did die very young. Stephen Gately came out as gay in 1999, around the time of this, because an acquaintance was about to sell his... What have I said?
Nothing. You haven't said anything.
Was that because I was being proper?
No, it was just... Yeah.
No, you need to know, because I didn't mean whatever it was.
You didn't say anything. I was just wondering about how Stephen Gately died. That's all.
Right, you're going to be naughty here, and I'm not having it, right? I'm not having it. He came out as gay because someone was going to sell details of his sexuality, which is horrible, right? Mm. He got a bit depression and that.
It's mad how often that happens as well. Like, how often stuff like that happens in the music world. You go, well... You're a puff, I'll sell it to the papers.
It's really bad, isn't it?
It's bad.
So he died in October 2009, right, of a congenital heart defect.
See, I always thought that he choked on his vomit.
Well, apparently not, but there was some stuff came out. There was a famous Daily Mail article by Jan Moyer who said...
Reliable source.
It's obvious what just hinting at you, and later went back on it and went, I didn't mean that, she did mean that. Healthy and fit 33-year-old men do not just climb in their pyjamas and go to sleep on a sofa and never wake up again. Whatever the cause of death is, it is not by any yardstick a natural one. She blamed drugs and a dangerous lifestyle. Like, she's clearly just went, he's gay, it'll be AIDS.
Yeah.
She's gone, well, the only other famous gay is Freddie Mercury, and how did he die? Yeah. That's basically what they've done, isn't it?
Yeah, and it did lead to them... It did lead to them losing a lot of sponsorships, like Marks and Spencers and stuff. And also, there's now a Stephen Gately Park in Dublin.
Is there really?
Yeah, that's nice.
I do know that when he died, because I want to say that they were all Catholic, but certainly Stephen Gately's family were Catholic. And when they flew him back, they put his body in his coffin to rest, and the members of Boyzone slept in the cathedral with him overnight before the... Not like slept with him, but like slept in the same room.
I honestly didn't need that clarified. I honestly didn't need that said.
In the same chapel. But I remember my mum used to call him Mr. Whippy because his hair used to like
Whip. He had an odd look, didn't he?
Mm.
Oh no, was that not Ronan?
No. Stephen Gately. He used to like... he was kind of like partly... Greece, partly the Fonz that he would do. Musical. It was like...
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was very musical theatre as a look, wasn't he?
Yeah. And you look at him and you go, of course he was gay. Like, if what are you selling there? I'm going to sell all these deals to the papers. They'll go, Stephen Gately's gay. Oh, you know, look at him.
But,
you know?
But I'm trying to think if there was another person who was in a boy band who was out as gay around there. Like... There was a band called, I think, either Worlds Apart or Two Thirds, where two of them were... I think it might have been Two Thirds, that gimmick was Two Thirds of them were gay, which is mental, but as a name of a group. There was George Michael, but he wasn't, like, out while he was in Wham.
No, that's true.
So
yeah,
I can see that that would be... So Boyzone, right? I always found this odd, right? You've got Ronan Keaton and Gately. They were, like, your standard, good-looking, harmless boys who would do the singing, right? Then I can see Keith and Shane... Right, because they're like your dangerous bad boys who look like what the Dean were Mikey. I don't know if you remember Mikey, but fucking hell, little squashed faced idiot. Yeah. They didn't need Mikey. Mikey, lads, Mikey Graham out of Boyzone, he's stealing a fifth of your money.
He must have dirt on Louis Walsh. Because
I think
Walsh
a lot of people probably have dirt on Louis Walsh.
Yeah, there'll be a lot to go around, won't there?
Do you want to go through the charts?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go through the charts, give it a bit of context for the time. We'll go, so number one, You Needed Me by Boyzone. Number two, Look At Me by Jerry Halliwell. Another new entry in, and I would have bet this was, if I had heard these three songs, I would have guessed this was the number one, which is That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain.
Oh, that's
that
a fucking a gay song, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's great,
gay song.
But it's
that's
very,
another very gay top three, isn't it?
That is.
And then number four, which I thought was a song that was playing when you were born. I don't think it is. I think it was another one of the hits, which is I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys.
No, it was different Backstreet
Last
Boys.
Last week's
one.
Number one.
I want it that
This is also
way.
Quite gay, isn't it?
Do you know, someone did a cover of that, of which Backstreet Boy is gay. It's not like, which Backstreet Boy is gay? Tell me
That's
why.
That's so clever,
sounds
paradox.
Yeah, you know.
No, we'll never have to steal from green rooms to make a living. Anyway. Number five, a little bit of a belter here, No Scrubs by TLC. Scrubs, a guy thinks he's fine, also known as a buster.
Straightest one so far.
I'm a bit disappointed that that was quite a straight song. Yeah. I was hoping that.
There's a very straight song.
It's because the other gay songs are bottoms, not tops, so we've got to wait for them.
I think you'll find Boyzone's at the top.
Okay, six is. Ooh, and this is actually clearly a sign that Boyzone are being phased out. The next kids on the block are here. Westlife, Swear It Again. Boyzone, your days are nearly numbered and you don't even know it.
Simon Cowell is breathing down their neck. Mm-hmm.
Seven. Got to Turn Around by Fats and Small, who, God bless them, have really taken that song and appeared on every local music festival since.
Good.
18th on the bill are Fats and Small are on. Are they going to do Turn Around?
Yeah.
Good. I'm proud of that.
Then absolutely the straightest song in a very negative way in this top 10 is Pick Apart That's New by the Stereophonics.
I don't think I know that song.
Oh, Dave, not it. Imagine the Stereophonics. Mm. They...
Okay.
Fucking hate Stereophonics.
911, again, a very pretty boy and two proper ugly dancers. A Private Number at 9, which I think is a cover. You can get my private number. Mm. Brian Adams, it's Cloud Number 9 at number 10. Northern Lights by the Super Furry Animals, new at 11, who I, as you know, Kia, think are the best band of the 90s. That's the best. Because they're hippies, right? And they do weird stuff, but I still don't hate them.
Nah, I don't like hippies.
No, but they're good hippies because they're mad Welsh hippies who once spent all of their advance on a tank.
Okay, I'm swinging around. I'm swinging around. You
I watched
me on
the Hoobs again. Did you ever watch the Hoobs, mate? Have you ever seen the Hoobs?
Yeah, the Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, they're all
Tiddlypeeps.
Tiddlypeeps.
Right, yeah, give some context on the Hoobs. Because I tried to get you into the Hoobs when you were young because I thought it was a laugh. I could buy any Hoobs merch and you weren't.
Turns out I don't remember as much as I thought I did, but I know they've got Hubba Hubba and Hoobland. Hubba,
and Roma somewhere far away. Hey, 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 the motorettes are singing.
We're it's a end. Fucking good song, you know. It is a good song.
So Hoobs is from Jim Henson. It's for toddlers and stuff from like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Ivor Groovin.
Tula. And what I like most about it is they did put a lot of innuendo in.
Yeah.
Like really, like my favourite line that I often think of is when I think Groove said, "Ooh, I haven't had this much fun since the last time I played with me Hoobla Dangler."
But how did you realise how big hippies they are?
Yeah.
Like, mate, the green one is clearly, like, supposed to be a proper 60s, like, you know, shaggy, hippie, that sort of thing. And the bus, that's all, like, multicoloured and, like, lots of swirls and, like, you know, that sort of thing. Very, quite psychedelic.
I would say
almost.
They always had a hippie aesthetic, though, Jim Henson. Like, Sesame Street's a bit hippie as well, innit?
Massive. Did you see that Sesame Street, like, I think about 6 months ago, had their first homeless character and they were like, oh, this is the first character to experience homelessness, and you're like, Oscar the Grinch
one lives in a bin. What are you talking about?
Like 60 years, did it?
I suppose it's his home.
I don't think that's the argument to end homelessness in the UK. Like, no, they've got bins, man.
They've got bins.
Oh, here we've got Don't You at number 14, Why Don't You Get a Job by Offspring, and Perfect Moment by Martin McCutcheon. Down last week's number 13, former number one. This is my moment. This is my perfect moment with you lads.
This is my moment. Yeah.
You get What You Give by the New Radicals, a band who gave up after one hit single because he didn't want to be in a one-hit wonder, and that's exactly the perfect way to do it.
Brilliant.
Fucking idiot. Right here, right now, one of, I'm going to say, Fatboy Slim's best.
It is. Yeah, right here. Right now. Right here.
He's got
right
some here. Fucking good ones,
right
you
here.
Know.
He's good,
here,
Slim.
Here.
I what? Never realised it until one of them come on. I'm like, this is fucking good.
He did well with Zoe Ball and all, didn't he? Back in the day.
He did, yeah.
I tell you what, we've got a lot of big hits in this chart. 21 is Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Very gay.
A song which around the time.
Very gay, very gay.
A song which at the time Travis did an acoustic cover of, and then it made Ball and Dads go, actually, it's quite a good song, this, as if that was better.
I saw Travis live in Shrewsbury once. It was rubbish.
Yeah, rubbish.
Everybody wanted them to sing Why Is It Always Rain On Me, and then that was it. That's all
boring,
we wanted.
Boring.
There's another one nowadays. People think of Travis Scott when they say Travis. Yeah. So there's another. Yeah.
Oh, number 22. I know you're going to love this one. Is Witch Doctor by the Cartoons.
Fucking incredible.
Ting tang.
Walla walla bing bang.
Ooh ee. Ooh ah ah.
Ting tang. Walla walla bing bang.
24. The Happy Mondays. Happy Mondays had a big tax bill, reformed, and couldn't really be bothered, so just did a shit cover of The Boys Are Back in Town. Hope you've enjoyed the heroin, lads. Pavement, at number 27, who were a very respected alt-American rock band who everyone went on about, saw them live once, nothing happened. Oop. Cooler Shaker. Oh, 30, My Name Is by Eminem. Tell you what.
Good one. My name. I'm still yet to hear a song better than... The Witch Doctor by the cartoon.
Well, you're not going to hear
that's
that.
That's number one, isn't it? That's the best song.
Can we vote for that one to be number one instead?
Oh, Boyzone have robbed the cartoons.
You know how we sometimes...
It's a strong look as well, isn't it? It's a fucking strong look.
You know how sometimes we talk about songs on the extra bit that got number 41? Well, we wouldn't this time because it's Mr. Wazzo with Flatbeat, which we've covered on this very podcast. So it's that one where it was a puppet. I went... You know the one.
Even I don't remember it from that bit.
I don't know it.
Number 42, we're going low now, is it? Because it's a favourite of Kia's. We Like the Party, brackets, The Venga Bus.
Oh, fucking brilliant. Very gay.
We liked party.
Do you still know the dance to The Venga?
No, it was boom, 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 boom. I know the dance
I want you in my room. I love songs in English by people who don't speak English as a first language. Because no one in this country will go, I want you in my room. You know, like you say,
I want you in my room.
Oh, that's just reminded me. So when I was in college, we did a thing called a Romanian exchange.
Right.
Where like, so we went to Romania for 2 weeks and then whoever we were living with would come visit us for 2 weeks. And I was about 16, 17, so I'd not long come out as gay. And the Romanians were fascinated by this, that I had the confidence to come out as gay, because you just don't come out as gay in Romania. It's just one of those. And they said, there is one artist in Romania who's gay, and he played me one of their songs, and I can't remember for the life of me what his name was, but the song was called What In My Butt.
I've heard that song.
I know that song. I know that one.
But as used to sing on South Park quite a lot.
Yes. So it was just, and he played it, and this poor lad, Lau, he was going, I'll put some gay Romanian music on for you, and he puts on his gun, you want what? In my butt, I've got what in my butt. You wanna do what in my butt? You wanna do what in my butt? You can do it in my butt, okay? And I'm like watching this video, because it was at a time where people still watched MTV music videos, which is a thing that has very quickly gone out of fashion. Mm. But he was looking at me as if to say, How do you feel about this? And I was like, I think it's a terrible song.
That I will listen to for the rest of my life.
I will never forget this experience, but it's dreadful.
Guys, time to make a decision, isn't it? I could go through this going Taboo with Glamour Kid featuring Shola Amas at number 4, which I do want to do.
I nearly thought you said Shola Amiobi.
Well, Shola Ama, there is a link. So I remember when the Stadium of Light in Sunderland opened, which would have been 99, I think.
Yeah, it's a Stadium of Shite, more like it.
Come on.
Shola Ama was their special guest.
Ah.
Like, you think you've got to get more famous than that? Shola Ama did a performance on the pitch before the opening. It's not enough, is it?
Nah.
I think she only got another smack. Do you remember, it's a cover of You Give Me the Sweetest Taboo, but this one had Glamour Kid going Sweetest Taboo.
Made it better.
So we're going to decide now. You might not know the rules of this, Carl, which normally both myself and Kia have to decide that if the song that got a number 2, if we decide that the song that got a number 2 got a number 1, both of us, then it does, right? If only one of us decides, that's not enough.
It stays as it is.
So we need to decide, first off, do we do 3, it has to be 3-0 or just a simple majority? You decide, Kia, you're a young man, you're in touch with the latest movements in democracy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Ask anyone.
I think we do 3-0. I think we do a nice unified thing. Oh,
yeah. So on 3, 1, 2, 3, then say either Boyzone or Jerry Halliwell.
Very quickly, okay.
1, 2, 3,
Jerry Halliwell.
Sorry, Boyzone, you've let yourself down. Rest in peace, Stephen Gately. Now join us over at patreon.com/.
How did you die, Carl?
Shut up. Grow.
Heart problems.
Congenital. Grow. Go over.
By a questionable lifestyle.
It wasn't. Go over to patreon.com/feltnout, where we'll have a little bit of bonus footage that you'll never get anywhere else, where me and Kia might tell you all about a new project we're doing to fill up the gaps in our life.
The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.